We definitely observed the volume of ovations dwindling. I would attribute some of that drop in sales to perhaps a lack of support in sales and marketing.
Do you think that when Fender took over Ovation, bought it from Come On, that they kind of let that part slide, that there was more support when it was owned by Command than when it was owned by Fender?
I absolutely agree with that statement. There was far more support in the early days of Ovation. I mean, they were rocking and rolling. They were moving so much product. They had so many major endorsers. I think Fender was struggling with low sale volume overall and a lot of competition in the marketplace. And because of perhaps being spread a little thin, because they own so many brands, it's unbelievable, mm-hmm. the depth of their catalog. And I think that can be an advantage, and it can also be a detriment because it's difficult to focus on each brand and give them the care and the attention they need. So I do think that the focus and support for the Ovation brand perhaps became diluted a bit upon the acquisition of Ovation by Fender.
As someone who plays Ovation, was it frustrating to see this happen while you're working there?
It was a very saddening experience for me. I loved being so close to the brand. I sat 7 feet away from the Ovation product manager. I got to see, you know, new samples come into his office on a weekly basis and try them out and tour the factory. And that was so exciting and rewarding. But at the same time, juxtaposed with the lack of focus and attention on the brand, that kind of broke my heart a little bit.
Ovations will continue to be made in some Asian markets.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between a Ovation made in Singapore and an Ovation made in New Hartford?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have much more control over every step of the production process. I took a tour of the facility over the last year, and the equipment that they had was just incredible. There are so many specialized tools and machines designed specifically to make Ovations perfectly. And you've got people that have been working there as artisans and woods craftsmen for decades. The focus on the overseas manufacturers is in production volume and is not in production quality. And that's why we had to send a lot of them back. We had inspectors at our warehouses who would receive the guitars and say 30% of these failed to pass the test.
30%, that's a viable...
Oh, that's happened, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And in some cases, the numbers were even higher. You'd be shocked to hear how many guitars were not sellable, and we had to send them back. I never heard of any issues of New Hartford manufactured Ovations being sent back.
You play solely Ovation?
No, not solely Ovation. I do have a guild.
What would be some of the differences between playing the Ovation with the round back and all the other features that Ovation has and another acoustic guitar, another good quality
acoustic guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for me, I think the difference has generally been how does it sound and how does it feel on my body when I'm playing amplified very loud versus playing quietly in my living room? Because those are the two general extremes of use. And for my guild guitar, which is actually my favorite guitar, it doesn't sound good to me when I plug it into an amp. Even though it was fairly expensive and it's a very high quality instrument, I only really care for the sound when I'm sitting alone in my living room or playing quietly. Whereas the Ovation, I think it really, really speaks its true voice when it's amplified. And that's why if you walk through a guitar store and pick up a very nice Martin or Taylor and strum it and you say, ooh, this has such a sweet tone, and you pick up an Ovation and you think, this sounds a little bit maybe flatter or more plastic, quote unquote, it's because there is plastic in the instrument, so it affects mm-hmm. the tone. But mm-hmm. that also has a lot of acoustic benefits when you're playing very loud, amplified at a show. It helps to deflect feedback. It helps to make each note very articulate and precise, which for fingerstyle playing is a very desirable trait. So I think to just go back to your question, it's the difference comes down to how does it sound when it's amplified. And a really nice wooden acoustic guitar can often sound very boomy and dark when it's amplified as opposed to crisp and bright and articulate, which is a feature that's important to me. And I think that's why I kind of fell in love with Ovations.
Well, Joel White, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ray. It was great talking to you.